看一眼。
OK，
看是不是？什
么？我们回来了？我们回来了吗？
啊，你？哎呀，在呢。
那我来接你啊，
是不是都有空？
我跟你说。With your permission, Parashat Shlach, chapter 13, sentence 1. As introduction, so-called was missing, on purpose of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not write it, that when Am Yisrael started to move out from Har-Sinai toward Eretz Yisrael, just when they started to move, they went to Moshe and they asked Moshe that he would like to send spies to see what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason for that, Chachamim tell us, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, they heard that the people in Eretz Israel at the time found out that they're coming, and therefore they dug in the ground, and they hid all the fortunes in the ground. In the Holocaust also I heard, before Yimach Shemam Dinatim came, a lot of people hid in the ground, in the backyard, or in the field. They hid a lot of,
The walls.
In the walls. Still there. Or the Germans took it, they found it.
The Polish.
The Polish people took it.
They knew.
So Am Israel, at that time, Chachamim say, that came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they claimed like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us that we're going to a very good land. In the meantime, we heard, I don't know how they heard, but they did hear that the people in Eretz Israel found out that they're coming, and therefore, they hid everything, all the fortune in the ground someplace, and they would like to send some people to find out where the treasure is. Muchas gracias. Gracias a Dios. I don't have rabbi in Spanish, there's nothing to worry. Everybody is senior, huh? In Spanish? No. Not in Spanish. Spanish people have no. What's going on? Mr. Dead.
There's two of these machines. One is yours?
This is a yellow already.
Told you before?
Yes.
Told you before.
I told you this.
All right, that's my car. אתה אדוני אלוהים מלך העולם שהכל יהיה בדברו. מה זה מה? אל תספר את זה. זה סימן שהשם כועס. זה לא עובד עכשיו. Rabbi Israel came and asked Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who would like to send messengers but spies to find out where those people hid all the gold and the silver and all the precious stones, the diamonds, the jewelry. They want to find it. It's a little bit strange. For this you have to send spies. Very strange. So Chachamim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to think about it. It's very strange that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not answer. Maybe it's the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed his answer, he did not answer. After what we learn less in Parashah, that Miriam spoke something that sounds like Lashon Hara, and even though the Rambam says it was not Lashon Hara, the Miriam spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, and then she got Tzaraat. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with an answer, and then he said to Moshe, remember you asked me a few weeks ago about sending spies, now I'm telling you, okay, this is when our parasha comes into the picture, this is in so-called in the middle of the story, but that's where the parasha is coming, by the basic sentence, chapter 13, sentence 1, please. The Be'er Moshe, the Moshach Lecha Anashim, he says, yes. Okay, remember the request, they want spies to find out. Okay, I agree. But, Shlach Lecha comes Chachamim and says, come Chachamim and tell us, he said, Hashem told Moshe specifically. Let me tell you something. I don't think it's necessary, and I don't think they should. If you want, do it. But I'm telling you now, so because I'm warning you now, that if they're going to do it, something bad is going to happen, and they will never see Eretz Israel again. Nevertheless, Moshe did not take, I would say in the nice words, seriously. He did not take the thing, and he did send the messengers, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him and told him specifically, I don't think they should send messengers, spies. I don't think the mission will be successful. And I swear, that's the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, I swear in their life that they will never get there. So when you hear such a thing, of course you would not send spies anymore. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu himself says, in Sefer Dvarim, by Itav Beinai Adavar, I liked it, I love that answer, and I told the people, okay, we're ready to send the messengers. How is it possible that after you hear such a warning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even without a warning, that Hashem said, I don't like it. Another thing, it's a good idea, Moshe said, okay, are you saying English? Muchas gracias. I don't need it, finish. After the warning that Hashem said, I swear that it's going to come for me, it's a tragedy, a destruction, I said, something, an agony that will never happen again, that they will never see us. Moshe said, okay, I'm ready to, we want the spies. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense also that Hashem tells Moshe that if he wants, let him do it. He doesn't think it's right. Hashem doesn't think it's right, so Hashem should not have let it. And if somebody asks specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to go tomorrow morning, I want to fly to the moon. And Hashem says, I don't think it's a good idea. Hashem said, doesn't think it's a good idea, because Hashem, something will happen to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. Hashem just said, no, that's the answer. And Yirat Yehu did not want to answer right away. He delayed the answer. And now, when Moshe is hearing this, he listens now to the answer, he's going to send messengers. Hashem himself should not have let it happen, specifically when he doesn't like it. After he tells Moshe, Moshe ignored it, and Moshe said, I like it. What do you mean you like it? Hashem said he doesn't like it. How can it be you like it? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Shlach lecha anashim, v'yatu etz tzna anashim zev bnei Yisrael, ish echad matat aslach u'kol nasiv ahem. So again, for spying, you know, if you want to send a spy, so you're looking for somebody like Yuri Gagarin, you know. You're sending you two, you know, it's his soldier, the parachute. You know, he knows what to do. You don't send, you know, a rabbi, you know. You don't say Rabbi Badia Yosef, Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, or Rabbi Eliashiv, you know. These people, you know, with long beards, five feet long beards, they all a big hat like this. And this, they go to Israel and say, 12 rabbis going to go, they're going to look for the Jews. The rabbi, maybe he can say a lecture over there, but he can't look for Jews. Well, for Jews, you send soldiers. This is somebody who was trained in an army, he went over there to academy, he knows how to parachute, he knows how to run, he knows how to talk the language. There they go to Israel, they don't even know how to language, but they speak over there, they don't know nothing. They go over there, they say, 12 rabbis, what is 12 rabbis? Not only that,
Later.
You sure? We'll get it after that.
No.
We'll get it after that.
The war Rabbanim.
Again, over here there's a mission. We don't know what the mission over there. Over here the mission is they have to look for the jewels, what was hidden in the ground. So Hashem tells Moshe, okay, let them go. And who is this? וישלח אותם משה לפרעה על פי השם. כולם בנשים, come to Gemara, tell us the following. And then Hashem told Moshe, listen, I don't want you to choose the rabbis. Because some rabbis, you know, with forgiveness, they look like a rabbi. But inside, a schwindler stick. A klein schwindler. So I said, no, not every rabbi is the way he should be. Let's put it this way without insulting anybody and even myself. So Hashem told Moshe, you want to know something? I'm going to tell you who to choose. The top, what do you say, the cream of the top, what do you call it?
Cream of
what? I don't know what it means. Anyway, the top, the cream. The top people, Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to tell you who to take, who to send. Those are the real ones. It says the top guy. And here comes the names, and Chachamim said the names, it's not an order of the Shvatim, this is the order, how holy and pure they were. It means the first guy is Reuven, and then Shimon, that is, those are the highest people, the highest Rabbanim. Hashem told the names, those are the ones you should send. Even though, again, Hashem is against it. Even though Hashem said it's going to come out of it some bad thing, that they will never get to Earth Israel. But you want Moshe to send the guys? Well, let's try. Let's try to take the top guys, the top Rabbanim. They're going to go look for the Jews. Rabbanim can look for Jews.
They don't have any mission just to look for Jews? That's what the
Gemara says. No.
And is that a young or something
else? Listen, why are you asking me this question? Do I look like a lawyer? Huh? I have no answer for this. I have no answer for this. And then the Torah tells you the names. And then if you skip to sentence 16, it says, "Ele shmot anshim shalach Moshe l'tor taretz, ekra Moshe l'Hoshua ben Nun Yehoshua." So Moshe added the Yud to Yehoshua, from Hoshea to Yehoshua, and comes to Gemara and tells us what Moshe was doing really is not adding a Yud. He was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that now Yehoshua has the Yud and the Hay in front of his name, and he told Yehoshua, listen, Hashem is going to help you to be saved from this trap. Sounds like Moshe already knows what's going to be, and he's giving a special bracha to Yehoshua, because if you know it's going to be, stop the whole mission. Why are you sending that? Not only that, when he gives Yehoshua the bracha, on the top of the answer, he said that Moshe saw so-called the humbleness of Yehoshua, decided to give him this kind of bracha or blessing. And now he's not using Hashem's name in the full name that you recognize. We recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Yud and a Hey, Vav and Hey is four letters. Sometimes Hashem's name appears in two letters, Yud and a Hey. Here when he gives the blessing to Yehoshua, he doesn't say Hashem is going to save you from that bad idea of those spies. He uses only a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has two letters, that's Yud and Hey, and he says to him, Yah, Yehoshua Chama Tatar Aglim, Hashem should save you. But again, he doesn't use Hashem's name as a four letter, just as a two letter. And the question is, why is it two? He should have told him, Hashem, Yud, Hey, Vav and Hey should save you.
Color doesn't get anything.
Huh? Color doesn't get nothing, no. No, Kolev is going to go to Marat HaMachpelah, he's going to pray over there. No, but again, according to Rabbi Tabin Uziel, it's good because he said Moshe saw the humbleness of Yehoshua. Therefore, he gave him this blessing. As Kolev was not as humble, must be as Yehoshua, therefore Moshe did not pray for him. But the question is, what humbleness has to do with that? That's Rabbi Tabin Uziel, sir. Kolev
came from Yehuda, is that the Yud Hay?
Again, Moshe Rabbeinu was praying. It's not the Yud in the Hay.
No, doesn't matter
what you have. But Moshe, when he added the Yud, it's not because he wanted him to have the Yud in the hand above. He told him, I'm praying for you, I'm going to put the Yud, and then I'm going to pray for you. So you should have prayed for Kalev, you should pray for all of them. So the Tavid Israel said, he prayed for Yehoshua because he saw his humbleness. The question is, what humbleness has to do with it? Sentence 17, so again, they came to Moshe and they asked Moshe, they want to have spies over there because they want to find the Jews. Okay? So Moshe should have said, okay, go ahead, take the metal detector, and go ahead, go to Eretz Israel. Instead, now, Moshe is giving them instructions about how does the land look like, and how do the people over there look like. And then it's going to be the next Hipsukim, sentence 17, 18, 19, 20. It says, this is, tell us what's going on over there. The cities have walls, the people are strong, what kind of fruits they have, do they have holy men over there? By the way, this is, you know, Israel is next door to Egypt. It's not Antarctica, and it's not on the moon. It says constantly, people went from Egypt to Israel, from Israel to Egypt, and they knew what was going on. I mean, it was not a secret. It was not a country like Tibet or Burma that people don't know what's going on over there. Of course you know what's going on over there. By the way, there are people still alive from the time of Yaakov Avinu. For example, Serach Bat Asher, and the Shvatim lived over there, and I'm sure that Am Yisrael knew what's going on over there. It's not a secret. It's not a closed country that nobody knows what's going on. So you don't have to send spies and ask the spy, listen, I want to know if they have walls over there. Well, everybody knows. You know, even if you didn't go to school, you know. There's a wall in China, and there's a wall in Yafo, there's a wall in Tveria, there's a wall in Yerushalayim. Everybody knows it. There's a wall in Yericho. It's not a secret. People know it. You don't have to send spies for this. That's what the spies did not, well, they weren't interested in this thing. They were interested only to find the Jews. So, if you have any hint to tell them how to find the Jews, fine. But I'm not interested to see if the people are strong. This was not my require. I didn't want to know it. I didn't come and ask you. I didn't want to know it, and it was not my concern. I wanted the Jews. Instead, Moshe now gives them, I wanted to go over there and see this. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know better than them. You have Ruach HaKodesh, and if you don't know Ruach HaKodesh, you have Serach Bat Asher over here. You have people over here that I'm sure they heard from Yaakov Avinu, from the children, from the grandchildren. He says, we know what's going on here, sir. We don't need any information. You need information for this. By the way, you need information for this. You don't have to send some rabbi. You say, one guy over there, you find out 5 minutes. You know, you say, you're one guy, well, you too. You're Gagarin. He says, one guy goes over there, finish. There's 12 rabbis to find out if they have walls. What is it? They take pictures. It's nothing. You want to know if they have walls, send one guy, and go ahead, you go over there and find out the information. Oh, Polar. It's a Polar. And 12 rabbis. I understand why 12 rabbis have to see this wall over there. 12 rabbis have to see if the people are strong or weak. What has to do with 12 rabbis? First of all, the rabbi is not capable. He's not capable for this. It's not another job. You want to go look for Korea for Yeshiva with him. And you want to make him a spy. And besides, huh? Eov. It's very important. He's going to look for holy men. Maybe he's in Cuba. Maybe he's in Cuba. Maybe they're going to give him a bracha. They give him money. That's what I say. So?
Why the Shemot and Dapur and Shabbat and Parish now? Two
of them
came back and said it's good.
See? It is. They're holding the trap, understand? There's no question how come. The question is later, soon I'll say the question. Now what instructions did Moshe give them? Moshe told them, I want you to be strong and get some fruits from there. What do you need fruits from there? Why did he put from there? What's the problem? What does Moshe want to show? The fruits are good, the fruits are no good. Anyway, what do you think? They didn't have merchants. The Gemara said there's merchants all over. In the desert, there are merchants that came from Israel all the time and sold fruits. All the time. Chachamim said that, maybe they didn't sell all the fruits, maybe only sold the grain, it's not some Chachamim said. The Medrash. What do you need fruits for? Not only the Medrash says exactly specifically what Moshe told them, what kind of fruits. I says, what do you need it for? What do you need it for? So I'm looking for the jewels, not for the fruits. So you want me to find out if the country is strong or weak, the people are strong or weak, if there's a holy man over there? Says, no, because Zakten said there's 20. Because then the president of Gabriel says, here's this time of grapes. 21, with your permission, by your love, I stood up in Dothan, the Bohemian, 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 the grapes were so heavy, so big, one of the pomegranates, one of the figs, because Moshe gave them instructions to bring five pomegranates and five figs. But since the grapes were so heavy, they brought grapes and one pomegranate and one fig. Sentence 25, by Yashuvu, by Yatsuru, Aretz, and Tzuraz, Mikitza, by Yom. Those 12 rabbis went around Israel for 40 days. וילכו ויבואו אל משה ואל אהרון וקהלת ישראל במדבר כפרן קדש עד ובן דקם דחכמים סטייד את אוסו מן דלף דהד סם קיין אוף בד אידיע עד אינו עוד בד אידיע דגמרא סטייד אין דבגינינג ון דלף דהו צדיקים היה סם קונטרדיקשן maybe the end of the shiur we understand what the gemara means וילכו ויבואו דגמרא סטייד already he went out with the bad idea וישיבו אותם דבר את כל הדבר ומתיארץ לסייר את הגמרא that they came back, so Moshe Rabbeinu invited everybody to come to the Knesset and everybody, all of Israel together with Moshe and Aaron sitting, they asked them, please give us the report. I mean again, the mission was tell us the situation in Eretz Israel, not about the Jews. Everybody forgot about the Jews right now. We want to know what is it in Eretz Israel, the people in the land. ויספרו לו ויאמרו באנו אל ארץ אשר בשחתנו, כך נכון לברשים זה פריה, it's true, it has a lot of honey and milk over there, this is the fruit, אפס בת כי אז העם היושב בארץ, the people over there are very strong, תארים בצורות גדולות מאוד, it says that the cities have tremendous big walls, and also וגם על ידי הענק ראינו שם, we saw those giants, so the Gemara comes and describes those giants, so first the Gemara says, when they came and they saw the giant, they all fainted and almost died. So the giant had to come and do what's called in America CPR on them, to revive them. When he revived them, he asked them, what are you doing here? And let them live. So Chachamim said, the Midrash says, because Moshe Rabbeinu before they left, Moshe gave them the stick of Moshe. Otherwise, the giant would have killed them. So holding the stick of Moshe, and other Chachamim said not only the stick of Moshe, Moshe gave them Sheva Mefurash, a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has 12 letters. Moshe told them, he said, say this name all the time, to be able to survive any tragedy. So this how fearful and scared the situation is over there. That's what they say. But they don't say anything about to go, not to go. It says different. You send us with those questions, here are the answers. I don't say my opinion. I don't say anything. You ask me to find out. The people are strong? Yes. They have walls? Yes. What else? There are giants over there. Okay, what else? Amalek Yoshev Be'eretz HaNegev, Yisro Amalek, Chiti, Yavusi, Amori, Yoshev Be'am, Kani, Yisro Alem, Adi, Adin. That's the end of the statement. There's nothing wrong with that statement. There's no Lashon Hara. There's not extra word what we should not have said. This was the mission. Again. The Gemara said, Moshe invited them to the Knesset, to Beit HaMidrash, to tell the statement in front of all of Israel. They put the fruit on the table. It says, that's the fruit. Again, they did not say anything about the fruit. They did not say any bad thing about Eretz Israel. The opposite. They said, Zavat Chalav Udvash. It says, it's a good place. They didn't say one lie. And everything was perfect. Perfect. All of a sudden, this was some kind of commotion of the people, you know, the audience, when they heard it, they got scared. But again, those 10 people did not say anything. They just gave a dry statement, not one word not correct. Since that was a commotion over there in the audience, says the Torah sentence 30, this is the Gemara, that Kalev, Vayas, Kalev, Etam, and Moshe, that Kalev stood on a chair, on a bench, and he said, "Vayomer Alona Alevi Arash Natati Achol Nuchala." He says, "Don't worry about it. There's information. We'll be able to get there. Get there." Okay. It's your opinion. You're a rabbi. Okay. Your opinion. Well, I didn't say anything. I know. I know. We 10 rabbis. some of the senior rabbis are higher than Mr. Kalev. Mr. Kalev is only number 3 in the list. So Reuven and Shimon higher than him. And it says, we didn't say nothing. It says, you won't stand on a chair. How about stand on the chair? I didn't say, so far I didn't say anything. But when the 10 rabbis heard what he said, Ranashim, Asher, Olimu, Lo, Nuchadam, Lo, we can't. Yechazak, Komimeno, sounds like that Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will not be able to fulfill his request or his will to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. This is a little bit not proper to say, of course, it's impossible to believe that those 10 rabbis, they come, the ones that were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the holiest of the holiest from Aram Israel, they come back from Israel and they say, listen, I don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can kill, what's the guy's name?
Ahmed
and John. If you don't believe in Hashem, you don't believe in Hashem. But if you believe in Hashem, you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself cannot do the job that he wants to do the job. That's nonsense. Let's have it. Because what's behind it? What's behind it? But again, it's an argument. Kalev said, we'll do it, and the same rabbi said, you're not going to do it. It's impossible. It's impossible. ויוציאו דיבת עד שתראו אותה בני אצל אמור, עד ששאבי רבם זו אותה, ששאו את רשבי האי. ענת לשון הרע. What the לשון הרע? Says the Torah, ארץ אוכלת יושביה. What does it mean? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, since they came until the day they left, every 5 minutes they saw the Cadillac over there. But the Cadillac means the horse, you know.
Hearse.
Yeah. The arm with a dead person inside. So that's what they claim. He said, after what Kalev is standing on the chair, and he said, yeah. I said, let me tell you also something. Now I would like to add some kind of information what we saw. This was not the mission, of course. But by the way, the minute we got to Eretz Israel, we saw funerals, one after the other. So what's Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara means the land is no good. He said, you know, you come to Israel, you get up the airport, you get up the plane, and all of a sudden you see from cargo, they're taking a lot of people to the cemetery. He said, this is the land, it's not the best land. You see too many funerals. It is true, maybe it's called Lashon Hara. But by the way, in the Chot Lashon Hara that we have, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara about objects. Let's say you go to Macy's, and you see over there furniture. You're allowed to say, listen, the furniture is not good quality. That's not Lashon Hara. You can speak to your wife about any store, about any place. You say, listen, America, you know, Iowa is not a good place to live. It's not a good place to live. You see what they have over there, flower people, lose it. It's not a good place. So, nothing's wrong with it. There's no Lashon Hara.
If you're in the store,
wait, if you talk about the person and you say, that person is a cheap person, it always buys shmatis, garbage. That's Lashon Hara. But if you say the store over here is not a good quality, they carry second quality. This store sells you bad stuff. It's not for me. That's not Lashon Hara. No such thing. So anyway, Torah said it was Lashon Hara Eretz Yisrael. Okay, maybe this is different. But again, Kam Chachamim says, you know, it's true, really. Every 2 minutes of funeral. Chachamim said, no, you know, it is true, but it's not true. It says, never happened before, never happened after. Happened just those 40 days. Those 40 days, when they arrived, they saw the funerals, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it on purpose, in order for the people in Eretz Israel not to stop them right away, and say, who are those 12 rabbis, the Kubalim, going over here on the street? And they would catch them. So, okay, but they didn't know it. They only saw funerals. They did not get this message that the reason for those funerals is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called wants the people to be busy with those funerals. Nevertheless, something came around and said the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, hey, I don't believe it. I did it for you, and you come and you tell them Israel you saw funerals. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, you did not tell me that. I didn't get any email. You know, I saw funerals, I came because I saw funerals. You did it on purpose. How shall I know it is on purpose? What do you want for my life? Nevertheless, the Torah says, Yivat Ha'aretz here, Lashon Hara, Eretz Yisrael, too many funerals. It is Hashem, you did funerals. you just notify them. Listen, I'm getting funerals for the people, not to spot you, not to catch you, and you'll be able to survive. That is, you didn't tell me that. I only saw those Cadillacs riding on the street, one after the other, one after the other. I said, something is wrong with this country. So I'm entitled to say that. There's nothing wrong with it. Hashem is upset. Why are you upset? And then they said, "Bechorayim Hashemim Ubetuchan Hashem Yidor." That's not Lashon Hara. They saw over there, you know, giants. I know the Nefilim, they are like the Nefilim, and the Nazarim, and they tell, you know. So it's the same the truth. They didn't lie anything. They didn't make up any story. It's nothing is wrong. Again, it's the 10 rabbis. The 10 rabbis, you know, there's a group of 12 rabbis went to Eretz Israel. 12 went. 10 came back and they said, well, that's not for us to go now and fight. We're not ready for the war. We cannot do it. It's impossible for us. Too many deaths. And the people are too strong, walls are around the cities, it's not for us, okay? It's 10 chiefs, it's not 10 little rabbis from little towns. It's the 10 ones that Hashem chose, okay? So what do you expect from Am Yisrael, from all the tribes of Am Yisrael, and it's the 80%, 85% of Am Yisrael, they listen to the chiefs. Can you imagine the chiefs, they came back and they said, but we don't think it, you know, we went on the mission, right? And Moshe asked us to come to give information. That's information. And by the way, this man Caleb said, it's okay. We disagree with him. That's, you know, it's America. You like to send your opinion. I don't think it's the right... Listen, if I would not have sent, the Moshe would not have sent me, it's one thing. I said I would come out and I would say my statement. Maybe it's not right. Okay. But Moshe asked me specifically, go over there and check. Check. What do you mean check? Check if there is a war to the city. What does it mean? Why Moshe sending me to say jokes? It means he wants to know how we're going to capture it, right? So that's information. Listen, if you ask my opinion, that's my opinion. There's nothing wrong. That's my opinion. But he's supposed to say, why? Caleb, you know, I don't know, he's a hero, he's a Nabi, he said we're going to do it. He said, I'm sorry, I don't think we're going to do it. So, if in the Gemara, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, another Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva, Tanaim, it's got to be Machloket. Nothing is wrong with this. I didn't say anything wrong. One thing that we said in the mention before, they said that they think HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself cannot do it. Again, the question was what they meant. The chief rabbi doesn't talk like this. But again, you don't expect Am Yisrael to go and lean toward one person. As long as the rabbi is Caleb, you sure I sit down with quietly, don't say nothing. And Caleb is standing on the bench, and says, we're going to do it. You know, sounds like a new president. You know, we're going to do it. I said, I'm not going to do it. So you don't expect Am Yisrael to say, okay, we're going to do it. I said, it's one. Against 10, for sure, Yeshua is quiet. So the Torah says, you know what happened? But Yisrael, they all start to cry. Why did you take us? Look, we're going to die over here. They're right. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, are you quiet for nothing? This was on the night of Tisha B'Av. That moment the Kribuch decided, first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash, going to be destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and later the city of Betar with Bar Kokhba, they'll be destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and then the acquisition in Spain will send the Jews out of Tisha B'Av, and then England will chase the Jews out of England Tisha B'Av, and the First World War Tisha B'Av. Constantly bad things happen Tisha B'Av, it is because the nation cried. That's not a sin to cry. It's a sin to cry. What do you expect it to be? To dance? If a certain rabbi come and stand in front of me and said, listen, it's not the best country. It's not the best country. Don't go over there. So I cried. So I have the right to cry. What do you want me to do? I have the right to cry. I said, I don't want to go. I had enough in Egypt. I suffered enough. I'm in the desert now for 2 years. I would like to go safely to Eretz Israel. So those rabbis that you, Moshe, sent them, with the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem chose them, he said, it's not a good idea. So I sit down and cry. But it's not a sin to cry. I didn't do anything. So, sentence six, if you skip Yeshua, Benyum, Kalim, Yifunim, and Atahim, it's a big dam, that Yeshua and Kalev saw the clothing, it is good, it's 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 good, give it to us. Hashem HaTimrod will say the sentence 9, don't rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be afraid, everything will be okay. Yes. Go to America, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Well, you send me over there. You know, that's information. It says everything will be okay. So where did I go? So why did you send us? Moshe, I want to know why you sent me over there. To see the walls over there, the people are strong. Anyway, you say it's going to be good, so I have to go. What did it make? Why did you send me over there? And Akadosh Baruch Hu is upset. Finished. The Haftarah, with your permission, Haftarah Parashat Shlach, as Yeshua chapter 2, sentence 1. With all the respects, Mr. Yeshua decided after Moshe Rabbeinu died on his own, he is going to send spies. He is going to send spies. This is Mr. Yeshua. Did you ask Akadosh Baruch Hu to send spies? He says, don't you remember what happened 38 years ago? Well, why are you doing it? What do you want to accomplish? What is spies? Now he's sending two rabbis. He says, this is who, without it, he says, go look. I said, go look for what? That's no information. Go look. Well, go look for what? Jewels. For the giants. He says, go. Send two people, it's Caleb and Pinchas. He says, go over there. Go over there to stay by a lady. And then she had to hide them, the priest looking for them, to come back and say to Yeshua, it's okay, we came over there, and everything is okay, Akadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land. They're all afraid. All afraid. Very interesting. I don't like this statement, I don't think it's true. If you read Sefer Yeshua, Amisrael constantly had a war over there. Yeshua took him 7 years to capture Eretz Israel. The way those fights came back, it was, we were going to make a piece of cake. He just walked in and finished. I said, never happened, never happened. The wall of Yericho sank. So Am Israel went inside Yericho and killed the whole city. But it was war with Ai. There's 21 kings over there. The whole seven Yeshua is full of wars. Yeshua took him 7 years to capture Eretz Israel. So what the spy said, he says, don't worry, everybody is afraid. We got it. Where we got it? How did you get it? Let's see if you got it. Let's see. Walk it. Can you walk inside? Then you walk inside. So what's the mission of those two spies? And the information is wrong. There's no information. There's no information. They went to one lady's house and the lady said, we got scared of you. Got scared of me. Let me see. You got scared. Where's the white flag? Why don't you open the gates? Why don't you run away for your life? Nobody ran away for his life. Almost no one. Almost no one ran away for his life. Maybe one. Maybe his or she ran away. With your permission, if you go back to Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Lech Lecha, I believe this is chapter 15. Chapter 15, sentence 7, with your permission. This is the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Avraham Avinu. Avraham at the time was 70 years old.
Amen.
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to him. And this was seven, sentence number 7, chapter 15. It says Shishi over here in Sefer Bereshit, Vayomer Alav. Hashem tells him a statement. Ani Hashem, I am God. Hashem otzeticha me'ur kazdim. I took you out of the fire. At Nimrod threw Avram into the fire. It says, okay, I know it. I mean, what do you think? Who took me out of the fire? Not Reshiniyev. But to say, for what to say? לתת לך את הארץ הזאת לרשתה, to give you this land, to inherit this land. To inherit this land. Inherit. And Abraham Avinu asked, sentence 8, ויאמר השם אלוקים במה ידע כי ראשי נהר שלנו, I'm going to inherit. Inherit it. Heritage means that הקדוש ברוך הוא, as a father, is going to inherit it to you directly. Other way to get it is a present. It's a present. It means not from a father to a son, from a father to a slave maybe. Any information that we have in the Zohar, again, it's a little bit disturbing maybe, but that's what Shimon Mohair writes in the Zohar. If you have at home, you can look Parashat Mishpatim. The Zohar writes the following. Even though, as we read last week, Parashah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such a high title to Moshe Rabbeinu that he is the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, when he died, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, Moshe Avdi met. Moshe, my slave, died. And says the Gemara, says that's not the highest stage that you can reach. The highest stage that you can reach is to be the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Eved Ne'eman Karatalo, it says if a trusted slave comes to Zohar and says, listen, Moshe never reached the level of being a son. Of course, not his fault, not Chas V'Shalom, because Moshe did not reach, but because the because of Am Yisrael, he did not get there. Because the Gemara says, Lech Red Migdulatra, Lech Red, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go down a stage because Am Yisrael did the golden calf, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu went down. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him a slave. A slave is not the best compliment for a person. Again, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should call somebody a son is almost never. By the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu David Melech says he calls Mashiach. Mashiach is called the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eventually, says the Zohar, when Mashiach will come, Moshe will reach to be the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called to reach gate number 50. Moshe was not able to reach that gate. Only gate 49, again, not Chas V'Shalom because Moshe could not reach it, but because Moshe dealt with that nation that put him down too much, and Moshe did not reach that level. That's the sentiment. And then constantly in the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an example. The Gemara says, Mashal, it's the king, it takes his son, it's this, the Mashal Sharim. It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu took us, like an eagle takes his children on the wings, and says that's the ultimate goal, what you should believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called Emunah. Emunah, to believe in Hashem, it means you believe that Hashem is your father. It means his father did everything, and then you accomplish what Hashem wants from you. Then, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach you and to tell you, says Dari, is that Eretz Israel, as Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, I'm the one took you out from the fire, but I won't explain to you why you got to the fire. It's because you have such a high emunah in me. At age of 70, I'm going, because of the emunah, to call you so-called my son, and then Eretz Israel belongs to you because you inherit it, not because I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you as a father to son, in my so-called, even though the Kadosh Baruch Hu is alive, and it's a question if you can do it again while you're alive, but that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah. By the way, Aryeh says that explanation, what Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Mishle, Sone Matanot Tichyeh, says if you hate presents, you'll live. Says, what's wrong getting a present? Nothing's wrong with it. Says, no, Aryeh says Shlomo HaMelech means like this. If you want to get something that should have stability and should be valid is only if you inherit it. But you get it as a present, maybe yes, maybe not. This is Eretz Israel, if you want to hold on to Eretz Israel, is only if you're going to inherit Eretz Israel. That's what the Baruch Hu said. Since you believed in me so much, I'm going to take you out of the fire, and now I'm telling you that I'm going to give this land to you to inherit this land. But since Abraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bama Edaki Rashana, how should I know? So comes the Maharal and comes the Chachamim and says, for that cost us 400 years in Egypt, because so-called Abraham Avinu wanted to know how he's going to inherit. What it means is, he doesn't believe 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Maharal. What it means is, he's not considered to be the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, if you're the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have nothing to be afraid of anything. And this is the Gemara says in Sefer Dvarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu told us, that just when we moved out of our Sinai, Hashem told us, Ale Resh, go inherit. Says the Gemara, if they would have gone without asking for anything, they would have gone to Eretz Israel, just walk inside and all the Goyim will say, welcome back to your house, and they would leave and just empty the houses and say, it's yours, we were here just as the tenants, now you're back in the country, thank you very much, we go to our country. This is what Chachamim say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this statement in 7 Dvarim, Ale Resh, go inherit. This means you have to have a very high level of emunah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is Eretz Israel all about, this is the land that Hashem gives you from His hand to your hand, so then you don't need any ammunition, you don't need to fight, you need nothing, you get it. But if you're not in that level, like Am Israel went out of Egypt, Bahamushim, Aron Israel went strike, they came out of Egypt, they took so-called swords with them, it says, what do you need swords for? For what? If you're the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tesla Nihavir Tamayam, they had this idol, the statue, accompanied them in the water, they came out, they're complaining, it says you're not in the level of being children. And this is the Gemara says, when you have a Munah 100% and you do what Hashem wants, you consider a child, and that the consequence is you have Eretz Israel as heritage. If not, you're like a slave. So it comes and goes, comes and goes. Comes back and says like this. Those people from Israel at the time came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we heard that the people in Eretz Israel, they hide the fortune over there in the ground. Says, we want to go. Hashem said, you know what? I don't answer them. I delay my answer. After Miriam spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu and she was punished, Hashem said, okay, now I want to tell you something. Says, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, and since you don't speak about anything, nothing, about any person that is Lashon Hara, not Lashon Hara, nothing. Because whatever it is, Hashem knows, He does the job. He does the job, Hashem sees everybody. He says, what business you have to sit down and chat and talk about certain people? What are you talking about people? For what? Now Hashem told Moshe, okay, now I'm giving you the answer. Okay, they want to send spies. Let me tell you something. I don't advise it. And I'm telling you, if they're going to send spies, it's going to come a tragedy. But I'm going to help you out. I'm going to choose the 12 top rabbis. We'll send them over there. But I'm telling you now, something will happen. Ali says, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu is the smartest. Huh? He says, I'm taking this anyway. As long as you give me permission, I do it. I tell you why. Because we don't want to go to get Eretz Israel as a present. We want to go to Eretz Israel as a child to inherit it. I'll tell you what I do. I'm going to send them over there and I'm going to give them instructions. Go check it out. Check it out. He says, what's going on? He says, well, you don't know Hezbollah. You know, 14,000 missiles there. Hamas. Gaza. This, that. He says, no, what? So if they're going to come back and they're going to say, like Halev said, listen, it's true. But if you're the son of God, Hashem gives it to you. So who cares if your child's over there? Who cares? The child also has neshama. Hashem puts in the neshama, he's dead. He said, who cares about wars? Yeshua is going to blow the shofar, the war will sink in the ground. And if you look back in the parasha, if you go back with your permission, parasha Shlach, Caleb, when he stands on the chair over there, he says this statement. He says, he doesn't even talk to them. He says, information that you gave is the right information. The giants over there, the wood, everything. But, he says one statement I said. He said like this, Alona Levi Arashnota. He says, you don't understand. The concept is not that you're going to fight to win those people. The concept is you want to get it from Hashem's hand. It's called heritage. Heritage is for nothing. So who cares if it's there? And the 10th rabbi said, no. He says, see, you went over there on a mission. He says, Moshe sent us on a mission. He said, we saw funerals, so called funerals, if you know. So what? What funerals? That Eretz Israel you get from Hashem's hand as heritage. So if it's heritage, Hashem is like what he said to us before we got the Torah. I took you out of Egypt on so-called like eagle's wings. He says, what is this? What are you afraid of? Hashem is the eagle. So Hashem's going to get out of Israel. Who cares about it? And that's what Yeshua is going to prove. There's nothing to do with it going. Of course, something happened. Yeshua had to fight later. But originally, the first time they went to Israel, Hashem showed them. They crossed the Jordan River. The water stopped. The Kohanim flew over the Jordan River. The wall of Jericho sank in the ground. It says, this is how you're going to inherit Eretz Israel. And heritage is in a different level. This is when you call the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you get Eretz Israel. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I don't advise you, because they really don't have this kind of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they don't consider to be the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as Moshe is not considered. This is the truth of the matter, is not Yeshua and not Caleb are so-called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Caleb as slave, he did not reach that level as well. But the idea of the so-called disagreement is that you don't have belief. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset about. Says they sit down and they cry. This is the opposite. It says, Ugalo miyat chazak mimeno. Chachamim say the opposite. It says, that's what we say, Abinat Navi. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may Allah be right, that he wants to save us from somebody stronger than us. This is to win somebody that doesn't have strength is nothing. Hashem wants to teach you that he can win something that's impossible to win. I asked him about Rabbi Wine. I said before the Six-Day War that the Pope was Paulus VI. So Paulus VI decided with his generosity, with his kindness, that he wants to pay a visit to Jordan. But he's not going to walk to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not holy for him. And he wants to go to Nazareth. So he's going to fly, he's going to land in Amman, and from there he wants to go straight up north in Jordan. He's going to cross a bridge and he's going to go to Nazareth, but he doesn't want to pass Yerushalayim. It was a Mandelbaum gate over there. He doesn't want to go to Yerushalayim. He is not going to go to Yerushalayim. Therefore, so he calls Hussein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he told Hussein, I'm coming to Jordan. And I'm not going to Yerushalayim. Hussein was very happy. He said, I'm going to Nazareth. Hussein sent immediately a letter, an ambassador, to the Congress in America. And he said, it would be the biggest embarrassment for the Pope. He says, we have wrote from the tribe of Terah, not even Abraham Avinu. And the Pope will come, and his car with the, you know, with the, there's a car, they're going to have flat tires, and there's no road in Jordan. So therefore what he wants a donation from the Congress to give the money to make a road from Bethlehem all the way up across from Nazareth for the Pope to drive with his car and the shacks and the car should survive. So of course with our money and our taxes, the Congress sent money to Jordan, and Jordan built a new street. So for a three-lane street for the Pope, this is something that takes about 25-30 minutes to drive from Bethlehem up north in Jordan, and there's a sign over there. There's a big sign. This road was built by the generosity of the American people that gave the money to Hussein for the Pope to go all the way up to Nazareth, because he would not cross Mandelbaum's gate to Jerusalem, and so in Israel, Baruch Hashem, is good highways, but he's not going to go. So our money, our taxes, went to build this road for the Pope. In the Six-Day War, says Rabbi Wine, Six-Day War, so when they started with the Chutz and all these friends started with the Medeiros Israel, so the army sent all the way up over there from Nazareth, tanks. They crossed the bridge, and that is the street. Our money that we paid, the tanks in 20 minutes took over the whole West Bank. So says Rabbi Wein, so says, what do you think? What did Hashem make the Pope go to Israel for? Mm-hmm. Because if not, the tanks would not be able to do it in 20 minutes. It would take hours and hours, and who knows how many tanks would flip and turn over and fall and casualties. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Pope's head, Paulus VI, that he doesn't want to go to Mandelbaum, he's not going to cross, and America will give the money, it's our money, to build a road in Israel, and that road helped us less than a year later to capture the whole West Bank in 20 minutes. It's called Eretz Yisrael, it's Zari Yerusha. It is your inheritance, Eretz Yisrael. So who cares if you have giants over there? Who cares if you have over there? Who cares? Who cares? If you get it from Eretz Yisrael, from Hashem, that says this is so-called a mistake that Abraham Avinu did a few hundred years before, when Hashem told him, you're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael because I took you out of the fire. Hashem emphasized to him, you see, you're on the fire, I took you out. He tells somebody, you know, I'm out and you're out of the fire. So you believe it? It's called 100% belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means you're the son of God. I went to ballpark one day to do Mincha over there, 53rd Street. I'm over there. You go to Moshavet over there. I go over there, there's a guy say Kaddish, you know, screaming, it's God down. I look at him. I said, okay, it happened, you know. And I said, who is this guy? He says, this guy from a concentration camp, from Auschwitz. He said, okay. The guy said, I want to tell you a story about this guy. Who is this guy? I don't remember his name now. I said, this guy, they took him out. When the Germans came, they took him out. He had a store. I don't remember where the store he had. And then the Germans took him out of the store, put him on a train. He said, Don't worry. Hashem was going to help me. They took him to Auschwitz, it was in Auschwitz. One day they put him inside the chambers. He in the chambers, with 200 people in the chambers. So the people over there in the chambers said, no, Hashem is going to help you. Like to see Hashem is going to help you. 5 minutes later, the Gestapo came in and said, you come outside. And the 200 people inside screamed, please don't forget to say Kaddish for us. Let's say Kaddish. I met the guy. He says, if you have 100% emunah belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the son of Hashem. The son of Hashem, this is what the Meraglim say. You see giants over there, funerals over there. He says, who cares about it? You don't understand. The whole test is not a punishment. It's a test. It's a test to see if you believe, because otherwise you have no right to go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is nothing. It is you have constantly, the Gemara says, 70 wolves would like to swallow one little sheep, it's called Israel. Look on the map, it magnifies that you have to find Israel. This is Rabbi Wein said, it said the last 50 years, he said, every day I open up the New York Times, they're talking about Israel. He said, I don't believe it, he said. I can't believe it. One of the smallest countries in the world. He says, Hashem gave you this land as heritage, that's called Emunah. It says you'll not be able to do anything to this land. It's the, not the present, it's heritage. If it's a present, it's worthless. It says we are on the same test as our great-grandfather, Abraham Avinu. It says Hashem makes us his very miracles, and he expects from us to believe so-called when it's hard, when it's something that's impossible, it's going to happen because Hashem is our father. Hashem is our father. He's not just a king. It's not just that he appreciates us. He's your son. And says, Yeshua, before we went to Eretz Yisrael, he called up Caleb and Pinchas and says, I want you to go to Eretz Yisrael. Just go over there. Just go. Go over there. He says, let's see what you can do. He says, they come. I'll tell you what happened. They come. They're looking for them. They can find them. The police. The king. And so she tells them, listen, I want to explain to you something. Everybody's afraid of you. They're ready to leave. It's true. If something happened, they didn't live. Something happened because of Yeshua, they didn't live. Because Yeshua, the night before they went to capture Jericho, he did not study. He says, Hashem warned Yeshua. He says, if you want to be the son of Hashem, what you have to do is you have to learn Torah all the time. He says, that shows that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Yeshua, disregard that command from the Sefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magid Rebbe Morella, you should study Torah. Therefore, all the difficulties that we had is because so-called, we lost again the title to be the chisel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what the Torah says in Moshe Rabbeinu, that was his so-called mistake, if you might say, when he came down to Egypt to redeem Am Yisrael, and the things got worse, he told the Kadosh, no, what's going on? I said, don't understand. The hardest gap, and you have the belief, that means you have the title of the son of Kadosh. When he came and told Am Yisrael, that Hashem told him, that you can inherit, but don't believe in Moshe. He says, I don't believe it. Believe to get it as heritage, you have to be in a very high stage. So that's really what it means. Hamim says that that's what it means. Hamim says that a person, when he is humble, then he has a connection direct with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very humble. Very humble. So when Moshe saw the humbleness of Yahushua, he says he prayed for Yahushua, but he prayed for Yahushua only so-called half a name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that half a name, says Ari, if somebody is not humble, is not called the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is prayers being stopped, because when he refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first two letters are missing from his prayer, because he is not the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For you to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should answer your prayers only if you are the son of Hashem. Your son of Hashem is only if you're humble. As Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, he was the most humble person. But the reason he was not called the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because Am Yisrael did not behave properly, and he is here to be able to save us and redeem us. As when Moshe saw Yahushua's humbleness, Moshe then finally is going to pray for him, because the prayer is that he should be so-called the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he was saying. Kalev had a different marriage by Hashem saved him. But for Yahushua, Moshe Rabbeinu said he is the one that he deserves to be saved, because he is the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he has humbleness. And he said, humbleness, this is something that should protect us. It's not because Hashem wants us to be humble. Since humbleness, that's what we call the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't matter what situation you are, what difficulty it is, says Ari. He says, look, Hashem took Abraham out of the fire. He says, who would believe somebody's going to come out of the fire? It's the first person ever came out of the fire. I says, that's because at that moment, Hashem told him, you were the child of mine. So you're the child of mine. I save you. As I'm giving you Eretz Israel. To capture Eretz Israel, that's the level. Says, Ari, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us to be his child, his children. Therefore, when they cry, this was the mistake. And why are you crying? Because the Tzimur Rabbi said the opposite. The Tzimur Rabbi came, that information is to teach you, Ugalom Yachazak Nemenu. Hashem wants to show you how strong it is. How strong it is to redeem you, to show you that Eretz Israel is heritage. And that's what Mr. Begin, Zichronei Livracha, said once in the parliament. He says, the Arabs think that we get Eretz Israel bezchut hakoach, because we're strong. He says, they don't understand. We have it bekoach hazchut. It's because we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave it to us. Hashem gave it to us. I don't care what Arabs are going to say. I don't care what they're going to do. That's the ultimate goal that we have, to fulfill something that Abraham Avinu fell in this trap, and Am Yisrael fell in this trap, as well as Moshe Rabbeinu fell in this trap. But again, not fell in the trap because he did not know the opposite. He wanted to prove to us what it means. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu gave those instructions, go see how the land is. He knew what the land is. He knew where they have worked. He knew the giants. Everybody knew about giants in Israel. It was not a secret. He says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show them that even those, you have all these people, you're going to go there, I'll give you my stick, I'll give you Shema Mefurash, you come back safe, you tell them how difficult it is to capture, but it's nothing, because it's heritage. Heritage you get from nothing, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not as a person. Thank you.